Felicia Rolfe is a familiar face for many Wichitans. Besides being a morning news anchor on KWCH, Rolfe is known for her volunteer and mentoring work across the city. She'll be part of a women's panel Saturday, sharing details about her career. For this edition of In the Mix, Carla Eccles caught up with Felicia to see what the broadcaster's early mornings are like.
It's early, real early, as I meet Felicia in the well-lit parking lot.
Good morning.
Hello. Carla. Welcome to the early morning.
So this is a typical time you arrive?
This is it, right here, between 3:30, 3:45. And we kind of scoot ourselves in and try to stay awake.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Is the plan. Hi, peeps.
Inside, she greets coworkers, sits down her lunch and makeup bag, and picks up a script prepared by a producer.
What you do is you prepare for the day with your makeup and all the things.
Yep. Okay. And we're going to do that in a minute. But first, I'm going to do radio, and I'll read it through first. This is Felicia Rolfe here. Today's headlines from 12 News. Felicia Rolfe here. Today's headlines from 12 News. Voters in two communities are considering special sales tax measures today. And Wichita.
Next step, breakfast.
I'm going to get some oatmeal because I need energy to get through our 4 hours of talking and anchoring. As you can see, we come in undone. Rollers and no makeup on and all that. So we'll transform here in just a few. So now I'm getting ready to turn on my computer after I did the radio and start going through the scripts. We have 55 minutes before we go on the air. And Carla, I have to get my shocker blanket out.
Oh,
that's what keeps me warm, yeah. Because when we get in the studio, it is cold. Super cold.
Felicia, I know you've been in media for more than 20 years. What made you decide to get into media? What was it that inspired you?
You know, I always loved the media because I like interviewing. I like talking to people. So even as a young kid, I would do like little shows at home, acting like I was a reporter.
And Felicia says it's a big responsibility.
You also have to realize that being on TV, people see you in a different light. So you have to carry yourself different. And
what do you mean?
Different, like make sure you don't do anything bad because people are looking at you. So set a good example.
And some viewers zero in on your appearance.
Whether you're doing the news, even how you look, your hair, your outfits, your clothes. And we often do get emails that aren't very nice.
Really?
Yeah. And so you have to have a really thick skin.
Okay. Those eyelashes look perfect.
I got them. Normally, this is what takes me the longest. And sometimes they fall off when you're out there. And so I take my makeup bag out there with me so that I can get them back on.
And deliver the news.
Whether there's a water contamination in certain areas in the community, or even if there's a water main break. I mean, one time certain people didn't have water for days, and you're not going to know. Maybe you're at work when it happened. So we get that out to you.
How do you stay motivated? As you were mentioning, you know, you have all the news to cover for several hours.
I think that we just like it. It's so fun. And the people, so we get to come and hang out with these folks. So we consider ourselves a family. We do things outside of work together. So that makes it fun because nobody likes to wake up in the middle of the night as early as we do and have to look cute. And talk without messing up.
You can read more about Felicia Rolfe at kmuw.org.